How many people go?
Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, everyone. Welcome to the Empowerment Place. This is your host, Valerie and Benny Burrell. We are here this evening, excited, and we've got some wonderful people with us. Yay! We have Mr. and Mrs. Kevin and Jetta Smith. We also have joining us the man, DeMarcus Wimbush, and his beautiful sweetheart, Savannah Therapin. We are elated that you all are with us tonight. Kevin and Jada, why don't you all introduce yourselves to our listening audience? Behind that, DeMarcus and Savannah, introduce yourselves to our listeners this evening.
I'm Kevin Schmidt. We've been married for 3 months now. We've been together for a little over 2 years now. So.
Yes, and I'm Jada Schmidt, and we're happy to be here.
Yay!
All right, my name is DeMarcus Wimbush. I play football at Bluefield College. I'm from Danville, Virginia, and I'm 21 years old.
And we've been together.
And I've known this beautiful lady here for 3 years. Since my freshman year, I met her up here at Bluefield College.
And we've been dating for how long?
A year. So, it's nice. And I'm glad to be on this little nice little show, you know what I'm saying? Everybody can hear my voice. It sounds sexy now. Don't everybody get,
okay.
Everybody get happy at once.
I'm Savannah. I met Val through Bluefield College. I'm getting my MBA right now, and currently DeMarcus and I are chilling together in Bluefield, waiting for him to graduate. So, yeah, we're happy to be here.
Yay! I handed the mic to my husband, and he looked at me like, why'd you hand the mic? Hand it to me. So tonight, our conversation is, it's all about the relationship. It's all about the relationship. So by definition, DeMarcus, what is a relationship? How do you define relationship? What is that to you?
Relationship to me is when two people come together and are willing to go all the way and to be intimate with each other and to communicate and have love for one another and respect for one another is my definition of a relationship.
Okay. You use the term intimate in relationship. Is intimacy sex intimacy or intimacy pure intimacy? Because people see it differently. What's intimacy?
Both.
Okay. What matters most? Or does one matter more than the other?
The bond between the two people.
I got you. Great. So Kevin and Jetta, you all said that you've been married for 3 years. And a little background on Benny and I, y'all said 3 months. We've been married 4 years. 4 years. But he's been loving me for how long, babe?
I lost count.
So it was 35 years when we got back together? And we've been together. So for 39 years, he loved me, y'all. So our story is we met each other back in 1980 going to college. He was interested in me. I didn't give him the time of day. 35 years later, I dream about him. We have a conversation. We see each other on New Year's Eve. We're married on January 17th, 17 days later. And are happily married. Yay! Yay! That's our story. That's how it happened. And so, you know, when I listen to you all and I watch you all, and that's the blessing, I get to watch you all grow. Jennifer, you and Kevin, you've been together a couple years. You've recently married. Do you feel that being Kevin's wife, that your identity has in any way or shape or form your identity been altered? And do you ever feel like, do I know who I am now as his wife? And is it different being his wife than it was being his girlfriend, being his fiance? What are your thoughts about that? Because it's important being in relationships that we know who we are. We know who we are to God, and then that helps us define who we should be to our mate. So what are your thoughts about that?
I don't think my identity necessarily has changed, because no matter what I want to be, I know that Kevin will support me. But I do feel that, like, my role from going from girlfriend to fiancé to wife definitely has changed, because when you're dating, you're just getting to know them, you know, just trying out each other, seeing if you like each other. But, you know, when you're married, like, you're in this for the long haul. So, you know, I might not like that he doesn't do the dishes, but I have this new role that we just, you know, it's 100% not 50-50. So, you know, it's just different, definitely different, but in a good way. But I don't think my identity necessarily has changed, because I still feel like I'm still independent and I can do what I want. But at the same time, I'm Kevin's wife, so I have a new role.
Mm-hmm. Understood. Kevin, how has it been for you from being the boyfriend, fiance, to now being the husband and the godly head of your home? Do you feel like coming into this marriage, you were ready for everything that it was going to take to make this successful? And do you find yourself at any time feeling challenged by it? How are you feeling about being a newlywed? And I know you feel great about it because you're always smiling, but what are some of the thoughts that you have about that godly husband?
It was a joyous feel, like, after I realized, you know, like, I get to be with Jetta forever. Like, this is finally, like, it's finally, it's more like that it finally happened. Like, you know, we had always talked about it. Like, we always tell her, like, it's really crazy. Like, we really are married, because, like, we had always talked about it, you know, after a year we had talked about it. And now it's like, wow, we really are married. Like, we can file our taxes together. We can, you know, we have a bank account together. Like, it's just something that, like, you know, like, you just talk about, like, it was almost like a dream come true, I guess would be the best way to put it. It was very good.
Yeah, I get that. Savannah, you're in a relationship with a great guy. Everybody knows he's a great guy. Everybody knows he's a great guy. When you all engage and encounter people, because of outward appearance, sometimes not always embraced, because people don't understand that love has no color.
Mm-hmm.
Are there times that you feel challenged in the relationship because people are not accepted and openly receiving you all as a dynamic couple that you are? And in that, does it all affect you? I mean, you're very opinionated about how you feel, and rightly so, because people are in their biases, especially those who say that they're Christian. I don't get that whole thing. You say you love God and you love God's people, but then you have a stigma against love being exercised by all. So that's, I got issues with that. But what are your thoughts? How does that make you feel? And DeMarcus, you can chime in as well, because we're talking about the importance of understanding the relationship, and sometimes people don't make it easy. What are your thoughts with that?
Well, as DeMarcus mentioned, he's known me for about 3 years now. And but we've only been dating for one, and that's because before we really decided to commit, we had a sit down conversation and multiple sit down conversations about what to expect and how people are going to react being in an interracial relationship. And this is my first experience being in an interracial relationship, and I mean, this isn't your first. It's kind of,
I've been doing this my whole life.
But I definitely was scared, and I had my doubts. And I think the craziest thing was, is it brought us together even closer than I thought that we would be, because I finally had the guts to tell him, you know, I'm really nervous about dating because of, you know, the bias and what people say, and, you know, my family and his family and stuff like that. And he told me, and it's one thing I'll never forget, he said, you know, if you ever worry or if you're doubtful or people get, you know, start staring or make comments, he said, just grab my hand and I'll know. Let me lead the way. And I decided from then on, I was like, okay, like, we're just going to do it. And, I mean, gosh, whenever we go anywhere, we get dirty looks. I mean, people don't understand. And it took time and a lot of talks with family members in order for people to be okay and be comfortable with it. It took even people that we all associate with every day, when we got together, they were like, whoa, like, this is kind of weird, you know. People definitely have their bias.
Yeah, they didn't understand that a black person could love a white person just as well as a white person could love another white person. And, you know, I tell anybody, you know what I'm saying, I love everybody. No matter what shade or color they are, I'm still going to treat them the same regardless of who they date. But when me and Savannah got together, you can tell some of the people that we hung around kind of like backed off from
us. They got uncomfortable, for sure.
Because they didn't understand. They didn't know how to take the black and white situation.
But what's crazy is it took discussing DeMarcus's accolades, both academic and athletics, because people just automatically assume a white female dating a black guy, oh, he's a thug, oh, like, she's getting in trouble, she's doing drugs, whatever, that's her drug dealer. And, you know, I was like, no, like, my boyfriend, you know, is one of the best defensive players I've ever met in my life. I was like, he has so many awards for this. And, you know, recently he made Dean's List, so it's, you know, it's more than just brawn. And I feel like people only look at him for his athletic talent. They don't really get to know him. And by being in a relationship together, it's forced people who I know who aren't very open to the whole thing to really get to know him and realize that, you know, not everyone
is the same.
Yeah, is the same. So it's been crazy. And it definitely is a challenge, and it affects us every day. And, you know, every day we go to Bob Evans for breakfast. And, you know, we'll go on a Sunday morning and we see all these people getting out of church going to Bob Evans, and they're the first ones to give us, you know, nasty looks. And it's just like, we hold true in our faith, and, you know, we give each other the look and we laugh about it. But there are some times where it does hurt, and we come home and we talk about it, but it just brings us closer together as a team.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Yeah, thanks, Shay. And when you talk about that, I feel the passion. I feel it. But for you all, because Savannah, with you especially, I had the privilege and honor of baptizing you.
Yes.
When you were in a place of uncertainty. But you were ready to step forward and let the world know, hey, I'm serious about my relationship with God. Because of man's opinion of the relationship, and you and DeMarcus, have you both been strengthened, understanding who God says you are, regardless to what people say, how people entreat you? How has your relationship with God steadied you in this relationship and give you all the ability to still grow?
That's a great question. I definitely do feel strengthened in that. And I think before It was so easy for me to just let others' opinions and ideas get into my head. And time and time again, it's been proved to us that God has a plan for us individually and for us as a couple. And when I fully devoted myself to Christ and finding my relationship with Christ, it was clear as day to me that the two of us together is what was supposed to happen. And you know, when you do something that you're not supposed to, you kind of feel that resistance. And everything with the two of us, whether it's been like moving in together or moving forward or approaching family members that aren't so sure about it, I mean, we pray about it, and everything has just gone over way smoother than we ever could have possibly imagined it being. And that was, I think, because we just fully accepted that we couldn't do this by ourselves, and we really put it into God's hands. And it has got this relationship, and the acceptance and the openness is 10 times more than we could have ever asked, and easier than we thought it would be.
Awesome. For you, Kevin and Jenna, because you all are still students, and people would say, oh, you're so young. Why'd you get married so young? Why didn't you wait? Why didn't you at least wait? How have you all dealt with that? Because people do have their own concepts and understanding of when we should, how we should, all those other things. And you both have very supportive family behind you. Has that, along with your relationship with God, strengthened you all to be able to take a stand as a young married couple and still being on campus? Like, you all are a beacon of light and hope to a lot of students who say, wow, marriage is the right thing. Maybe we tripping. How have you all affected by those things?
It was definitely surprising that people thought that they could just tell their opinion, no matter, like, it could be anywhere, and they're like, oh, you got married young, or you just want to be with one person your whole life, and you're like, yeah, this is my person. I do. And, I mean, just like you said, nobody has a set age. You know, there's no set age to have to get married. There's no set age to have a baby. Everyone's on their own terms. So for us, we were making enough money that we both could survive off of each other. We knew we wanted to get married, and we were just like, okay, well, why not? I mean, we love each other. We love our relationship together with God. So let's just go ahead and do it. And to have people that were like, oh, well, you're too young, why would you do that? You know, divorce rate 50% and stuff like that. It was a little bit upsetting, but, you know, you still have the people that support you no matter what, like our families. And Savannah and the Marcus have been big supporters of us, too, always. But it was definitely surprising. I mean, if someone our age would got married, I'd be like, hey, congrats, that's awesome. But I think it's so out of the normal today for people to get married at our age that it just, people didn't agree with it. What do you think?
I think we'll touch on that. Like, I've heard it several times before. Like, people say it in, like, songs and different things like that. It's like, if you know, you know. Like, if you know you love somebody and you know you want to be with them forever, like, what's the point in waiting if you have the situation already set up for you? And, you know, God has placed things in, like, perfectly placed things for you, like, kind of giving you, like, hey, you know, you can do this if you wanted to. Like, and that's how I felt like it was with us. Like, I felt like with the things that was happening with us, that God was placing us in a position to do this because that's what he wanted for us, and he wanted us to be together and successful and prosper together. You know, to kind of touch on what Jetta was saying, I think it's funny, like, I'll be talking to somebody and be like, oh, me and my wife are going somewhere. And they'll look at me kind of funny, like, you have a wife? And I'll be like, yeah, you know, what's the big deal? Like, I know I'm young, but, like, that doesn't mean I can't be married or have somebody that I love. So, I mean, sometimes it's difficult to not be like, why is that a big deal? But at the same time, you know, I have my wife here, so that's all I need.
Oh, that's so sweet. That's so sweet. That's so sweet. That's so sweet. You got a question, babe? Why are you being so quiet? You got a comment? So share with people with our relationship. Because we've got years of experience between the two of us before we got married. What was the importance for you coming into our marriage, receiving me as your wife, and you married a woman in ministry and a woman that was busy and all these other things, and life changed for you. How was that? Because people said about us, how'd you get married so quickly? How was that for you?
Well, the only thing that I can say is that it's the right thing to do. And, you know, I heard Kevin say that, why not? You know, what are you waiting for? Some people say they're going to wait for 2 or 3 years. But why are you waiting for 2 or 3 years? You know, I don't understand the wait. And so that's why we got married as fast as we did, because there was no need to wait. I had been waiting for 37 years. So, you know, the opportunity. And then I heard y'all say this. There was a godly connection. When you don't know God, if one person don't know God, person do, then there needs to be some counseling, some unequally yoked.
Yeah, you have to be careful.
And so I would say, yeah, you want to be cautious at that point to not to get yourself in. But I don't think it takes 2 or 3 years to figure that out, that you're unequally yoked when you know that God is involved. And when you got God in your relationship, then you can, you know, sort of navigate through any obstacles that may come your way. And so as young people, I sort of commend you on trusting God and moving forward. No matter what anybody would say, the word tells us that, you know, people of God are peculiar people. So if they want to call you peculiar because you got married early, you're following the instructions that God has given. And I always say this to young people, or anybody who is wanting to get married, that a man who finds a wife finds a good thing. You know, when and has favor with the Lord. So that's one of the things that I want to say is, you know, there are some relationship destroyers and things like that. But with God, we know that we can work through these things. If you're in a relationship and you're not equally yoked, and you know that, and say sometimes you try to force things to work, and it don't work. So you have to, if you can grow together in God, then you can move forward. But, you know, a lot of relationship destroyers is things like finance, and because you're not equally yoked, infidelity could come into play. Loss of jobs, substance abuse, you know, that's the things that we need to talk about, is how we can
overcome
these particular things, because we know those are pretty much the 5 major areas that really cause people to become unequally yoked: finances, infidelity, job loss, substance abuse, and, I said unequally yoked, so.
And I think, too, but thanks for sharing. When he shared about those things that can destroy your relationship, I think it fundamentally goes back to the start of knowing who you are.
when we talk about it, it's all about the relationship. We first have to have a relationship with ourselves, knowing who we are as individuals, understanding what our purpose is and God's original intent in having us here on earth. And after we know that and we have a relationship with Christ, woohoo! When we do that, then that really aligns us to be able to allow for me, Benny, to receive me as his wife, because I made a lot of mistakes in relationships and marriages prior to Benny, because I was of the mindset that marriage was a contract and not a covenant. And you need to understand the difference. A lot of people enter marriage like it's a contract. I know some people who said, oh, we're a quote-unquote good couple together because he's the lawyer and I'm the doctor and he's 6'2" and I'm 5'6" and I'm 112 pounds and we'll have cute babies and we'll have the nice cars and we'll have the nice house and we'll have all these things together, but there's no love. And so they enter into a contract for their relationship. And a contract is based on distrust. That's why when you have people that say, I want you to sign a prenup. When you do a prenup and you're worried about somebody taking assets from you, and you say, well, I had this before I got married, then you don't understand what marriage is about. Because marriage, the covenant, is based on our ability to trust one another. Marriage and covenant says, I can engage with you as a person. The contract says, I engage in your service to me. The covenant says, we have unlimited responsibilities together. The contract says, I'm limited in what I'm expecting from you. The covenant, you said it, Kevin, I'm with Jetta for the rest of my life. The covenant says, we're in this forever. The contract says we understand that there's some stipulations and this may only be for a period of time as long as you're pleasing me. And as soon as you stop, then we can nullify this contract and move on to the next thing. The covenant, because we understand that relationship and marriage is really built on what God desires. Can't be broken. We've made a promise to God that that won't be broken, can be voided with mutual consent. Our covenant, our relationship in marriage is witnessed by God, and God is the guarantor for this. The contract is witnessed by people, and we know people are faulty. They with you today, they'll be against you tomorrow. And so that's why when we talk about this, it's all about the relationship. It really goes back first to us as individuals knowing who we are, knowing what God's intent is for our lives, and building the relationship. I know we had some shirts done a couple years ago, babe, it was. It's all about the relationship, but it was a triangle where at the bottom it was a line between husband and wife. And the triangle, of course, goes to the top. And it was because we have a vertical relationship with God, a horizontal relationship with each other. But when we come together as one, then together we have a vertical relationship with God. And the closer we come together, closer our bond, the closer we exercise the covenant, the closer we get to God and fulfilling what it is that he wants from our relationship. Does this make sense to you all?
Yes, ma'am.
Yes, ma'am.
DeMarcus, does this make sense?
Yes, ma'am.
That's actually something that we talked about briefly. the whole prenup thing, and you definitely put a really good perspective on it.
Awesome. Awesome. I'm glad. I thought that DeMarcus was feeling something down in his shana and had got down on his knee. I don't know.
No, but you said the word.
I don't know.
And we both looked at each other and we said, oh.
Really? Wow. Wow.
Food for thought, definitely.
Yeah. It is because, you know, and again, I can share with you all, I did it wrong a couple times because no one took the time. Well, I'm not going to say no one took the time. Yeah, I can say nobody took the time. Nobody took the time, nor did I give anybody the time. Let me be honest that way. To really understand what relationship was about. My understanding had always been that if I find somebody I like and they're cool and they're not causing me any grief and I'm not causing them any grief and we both got jobs and we both, you know, we can make it work and it'll work. But really what I found is that all that I had done prior to being with Benny was contractual. Because then I would say, you must not know about me. I'll find another you in a minute, as soon as they get me mad. Not realizing that this is not, you know what I'm saying? I had it all wrong. And so I could bounce from this one to that one and that one to this one without thought because I didn't understand the importance of what God wanted. Of what God wanted, that wasn't in the equation, what God wanted. I was exercising in relationship according to what Valerie wanted. And so I got what Valerie wanted. It had nothing to do with what God wanted for me. And so when I finally came to my senses, and God blessed me with a wonderful husband, now I'm just like, oh, yeah, so death do us part, and I don't have a problem with it. Because now I'm in a rightful place, And I have a right relationship with Christ, and my husband and I are able to grow together as husband and wife, but also as we grow together, we're growing closer to God and fulfilling the mandate that he has on our lives, and it's a beautiful thing. It's a beautiful thing. We have several callers on the line. If anybody has a question or a comment that they'd like to ask, you can press 1, and we can bring you live. For our
hey,
callers
Val,
who are on the line. Yes, darling.
Hold on, Ms. Val. I got a question real quick before we go live with the callers. Check this out.
Okay.
So let me ask you this.
What? Yes.
Do you believe that once you get married with your significant other that y'all should have a joint account and what money y'all make goes to that one account? Or do you think that y'all should have a joint account and also a separate account from that? You get my drift?
I got your drift. I got two answers. Yes and no.
Okay. Oh my God. I just wanna know.
Let me just share with you. I'll share with you because my husband and I have a joint account. We have several joint accounts, right? We have several joint accounts, but I also still have my personal account. And my personal account, let me finish, DeMarcus. we have access to all accounts. So any account that we have access to all accounts. So it's not, you know, I have people who say, you know, they tell women always have a stash because you never know when you got to run. That's a covenant. That's not covenant conversation. That's contract conversation.
Mm-hmm.
Do you understand what I'm saying? My husband got something to say.
What I would say to that. My answer wouldn't be yes and no. My answer would be when two become one, then therefore that's what it should be. When two become one, then it should be that way. Now, there may be some reason to have them separate, but I believe when two become one, then it should be those accounts should be merged, and that way, that's just the only way to do it. There is
no secret.
There is. That's just the way I believe it should be, so that's the way I would answer that question. Yes, I think they should be one account, and that builds the team, brings the team together. Brings assets and everything together. One of the things that, and of course this is getting off topic, but when I had a couple one time and they were having some issues, and I looked at them and I said, what brought you together? Love brought them together. Later on they had kids, and then they was having some issues. But when two becomes one, I think it should be, you know, that mindset. Now you have to sit down and talk sometime to bring each, you know, to bring each other together. But it's all about that relationship, and all starts with being godly. So that's my answer.
And that's a good answer, babe. Say we have joint, and my account really handles more of the ministry stuff, and so that's why it's separate. But we have joint. All of our bills and everything are handled out of our joint accounts. If that helps, DeMarcus.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. There was something else. This is the point when he was talking about the two become one. The biggest thing with that also too is your ability to communicate with each other. And you shared how you all have talked about some things. If you're able to communicate about anything, I was talking to my niece and her boyfriend at breakfast this morning, and he made the comment about you've got to know how to pick your battles. And I told him that there's really not any battles that you have to face in a relationship. It's just coming to terms with truth. We're not going to always agree on everything, but just because we don't agree doesn't make it a battle. We just have to know how to articulate our opinions about a thing, and we have to be able to agree to disagree. But it does not, because we disagree, cause for a battle. Understand what I'm saying?
Yes, ma'am.
So, like, Jetta, I know when we were talking the other day, like, you were picking on Kevin about, you don't do this and you don't do that. And, y'all, we were sort of laughing at it. We were sort of laughing. But, and you sharing with him, hey, Kevin, I need you to do this or I don't need you to do that. You can share that with him. And I know he looks at you like, okay, Jetta. He doesn't look like the type that would. Yeah, like he's not going to argue back with you like, okay, Jetta.
No.
Doesn't mean he's going to do it right, but he heard you. He heard you, but that does not make for an argument, oh, I'm mad at you because you didn't do it. You communicate with your significant other, with your husband, with your wife, when there are challenges or when there's a disagreement. You're able to communicate those things in such a way that you still respect each other's opinion. And you move forward from it. And a lot of people have taken things that are anthills, made them molehills, and turned them into full-blown out mountains that cause division because they don't know how to communicate.
I absolutely agree. Especially for, like, what Kevin and I do is we made this, I guess it's like a pact when we got married, is we said that we would not go a day without going to sleep knowing that no one was mad. Whether that took us staying up until 4 o'clock in the morning to talk about whoever was upset about something, we never went to bed.
Yes.
We don't go to bed upset, and we don't go to bed mad.
Yes.
That's awesome. That's awesome. That's good. Benny, have you ever gone to bed mad at me?
I won't say. But I will say that. That is a good thing. We said the same thing. Now, I would tell the listening audience. I would tell the listening audience tonight, and we said that we would. And for a couple years we didn't. I think it was only until we moved to Bluefield that we did. We would never put a TV in our room.
No.
Because that's a total distraction. So So if there is an issue that you need to talk about and get it out of the way before you go to bed, you know, you don't need those distractions of a television
in your
bedroom. Now, since we've been here, we do have one. But, yes, that is a very, very good. You know, I am very impressed with young people today. And I'm very impressed with young people today. I've spoken with a lot, and I've always, you know, for the first time I met Kevin and DeMarcus, you too, I see you guys as good role models. And Kevin, you have set the trend. You guys have set the trend for people who are afraid to get married at a young age like that. There's nothing wrong with it. You are men and women. Mm-hmm. Y'all make men and women decisions. And so I'm just, it just makes me feel good to know that you didn't have the fear because you trusted God. Mm-hmm. And if you continue to trust God, then your relationship will just grow stronger and stronger each day. Mm-hmm. So,
yes, sir. I
appreciate
that. Don't
be afraid. We can't be afraid when we trust God. No matter what anybody say, you made the right decision. You made the right decision. Mm-hmm. You know, and there's going to be obstacles and things like that that come forward. That's just life.
Yeah.
But I'm just excited. I'm excited when I see young people doing the right thing in the sight of God. And if you keep God in your life and you both keep, you know, some people say we can pray together. That is good. But you got to do more than that.
Yeah.
And so I'm just excited for young people who are not afraid to make that hard decision for God in the area of relationships. And so I commend you guys for that, you guys and ladies. But I commend you for that. And I can tell you this, you can always have someone to talk to because I will be a listening ear because I learn from you. I learn from you. It is awesome. And it's, you know, it's all about the relationship, but that relationship starts with understanding who you are and then having that relationship with God. And when two can do that together,
yeah.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
Yeah.
When two people can come together as one,
mm-hmm.
in Christ.
Yeah.
Oh, wow. It's amazing. In about 20 years, I'm going to look back and I'm going to say, I knew that they was going to do that.
Yeah.
And so, you know, when if you put all of your marbles in one bucket, that's like that checking account, it'll grow. Yeah. If you're separated, you got two different.
Start all over again.
Yeah. So add them up.
That's a good analogy, babe. That's a good analogy. Good analogy.
I really like how y'all keep saying no longer two but one, because that's literally what Kevin and I base everything off of, is Mark 10:8, where it says no longer two but one. I actually have that engraved in Kevin's ring, and we have that in a plaque over our closet. So I just think that's pretty cool.
I'm
going to
put it on.
Agreed. DeMarcus and I. Aw. DeMarcus and I, at the beginning, we both said, it's no longer you and me, it's us. And
yeah.
We keep saying that.
Yeah.
Whenever, you know, it challenges or even in the good things, it's not you versus me or you and me, it's us.
Yeah. And that's the one thing that keeps us. I was interviewed on a radio show on yesterday, and the host asked me, she said, Valerie, you wear a lot of different hats. You're a wife, a mother, a grandmother, You're a counselor, you're a character coach, you're an author, you're a motivational speaker, you're all these different things, and you handle all these things with an air of excellence. How? How do you do it? And I appreciated that, but I had to share that it's because of my husband, my relationship with God, that I'm able to be the success that I am, because my husband understands who I am. He understands who I am in my relationship with the Father. He understands my assignment, which gives me the liberty to flow in what God has called me to. And so to hear you all share that you understand the importance of unity in your relationship, not only are you saying you're united one with another, but you're united with Christ, that you have then put yourselves in a place where you can still be nurtured and cultivated to grow and become that beautiful garden because of the seeds that have been planted in both of you all to show forth God's glory in the earth. I think, Benny, you said it very well about how these young men, and because they're connected to these young women, you all are examples. You're examples, and you all have to, you know, I think you really understand it, but you understand the totality of what you are exemplifying by living out your relationship before man to glorify God. It's not anything that needs to be done lightly, but be mindful all the time. You know, Benny and I, we do a lot of work, and most of what we do in ministry, we do together. And when people see us together, they think that we've been together forever. We just sort of look like we belong because we do. But we understand that anything that we do, we're not going to do anything. The Word tells us, don't let your good work be evil spoken of. We're very careful that because we are in a relationship with each other and we aim to glorify God in this union, we're never going to put ourselves in a place where somebody can say, well, I saw them with so-and-so. Aren't they supposed to be married to so-and-so? Or I saw that. Make sure that anything you do does not bring shame to God or shame to your spouse or your significant other because you're being a witness. Those are some things, just nuggets to hold on to as you continue to go forward, because people will try to sway you. They'll try to interrupt God's plan. There'll be spies in the camps that will try to infiltrate and destroy. You have to be wise. You have to use discernment, and you have to be able to recognize when the enemy shows up and deal with it. Don't play with it. Deal with it. You think that's right, babe? Any other questions? Y'all, this has been good conversation. Any other questions? Any questions that you all have about relationships? Anything that you've experienced that maybe you're not sure of or anything?
DeMarcus?
I don't have any.
I think we're good.
Yay! So, Savannah, DeMarcus,
yes.
Words of wisdom with our leave words of wisdom. What you have learned, because you all are in an interracial relationship, one that's driven by love, what words of wisdom would you give to others who may be listening right now who have been in that place where they're afraid to move forward, where they're afraid to give that other individual a yes because of the stigma? What words of wisdom would you give to them?
This is what I'm going to give. Because I had somebody come up to me and talk to me about moving forward in their interracial relationship, but they were scared of what their parents and grandparents were going to say about it. And this is what I say. I say, follow your heart. If you truly love that person, then you need to go forward. And regardless of who thinks of what, you just need to go ahead and pursue it. Because if you mess around and wait, you're going to end up alone.
And my words of wisdom would be, especially to I know there's a lot of gals out there who are dating a black man or love one or are scared, and that is be completely open and transparent with your partner. And if you feel some type of way, and if you feel that your family may feel some type of way, or you're not sure about, you know, getting looks in public, you're not sure how people are going to feel about it, confide in your partner your fears, because they are just as part of it, just as much part of it as you are. And if I didn't, I would have never known that DeMarcus had a solution and he was ready to go into this battle with me hand in hand. I thought sharing my doubts would just make me be doubtful. But no, when I confided in him and told him every single thing that made me nervous, he gave me a million reasons why it's going to be okay. So definitely be open with your partner about that.
And also explain to whoever it might concern that this is your life.
Yeah.
They have already lived their life, so you can't let them live their life through you. You have to follow your dreams. And they're not the ones dating that person, so it's on you.
Yeah.
And you have to do what makes you happy, not what makes everybody else happy.
Mhm. And especially if God's in it, it kick rocks, like, for real. Just, yeah.
Yeah.
That's what you tell them. Absolutely.
Pretty much.
Kevin and Jenna.
Yeah.
As Benny stated, how proud he is of you all taking the stand as a young couple getting married and doing the honorable thing. What would you share with other people who there's, oh, well, you should wait a couple years and wait until you do that and wait until you do that. What words of wisdom would you share with that group of people about their decision in becoming
I really think DeMarcus hit it right on the head. Remember, he said it's your life. You're the one that's living it. That they don't really need to try to live their life through you would be the best way to put it. You know, if you know you love that person and you have a plan and you live through God and you, like, it's hard to really find a way to put it. Like, you really love them and you know that they love you and you have each other. Yeah. Like we've continuously said, no longer two but one, like you're one together. And you have God with you. I don't really feel like anything could happen, you know, negative towards you as far as your relationship with each other. You have God in the center of it.
Yeah, and to add on to what Kevin said, I know I've had people that were like, oh, you don't want to do this, this, and this before you got married. And like, no, and if I want to go do that, I'll just go do it with my husband. Like, if you really feel like this is what you need to do it. Don't worry about what other people think. I think that's what's the biggest problem in our generation now is everyone's trying to please everyone else and not just trying to live their life to the best ability that they can. They're just focused on, oh, is, you know, oh, is my friend going to think that I'm weird because I decided to do this, or is no one going to invite me to anything anymore because now I'm married, stuff like that. Like, just do what makes you happy. Yeah. Husband, words of wisdom to couples who have been married for years and maybe they did a dry patch, or, you know, how people say they got the 7-year itch or the 13-year itch, or they got something. What would be your words of wisdom to couples and understanding that it really is all about the relationship?
I would just say once you become in tune to what the Spirit of God wants you to do, and then you'll be able to discern as to which way you should go. But it's just got to be two people that are connected to understand the original intent of God. You know, he doesn't make mistakes, although some people may, contrary to popular belief, some people may think that God makes mistakes, but he gives us a choice.
Mm-hmm.
And when he gave us that choice, that's when He didn't make the mistake. We make mistakes and have to deal with our consequences. But I would say that, you know, even counseling, but making sure that your counseling is with someone that understands what God's intent is for couples. And, you know, sometimes, you know, and it's a sad thing that people go through, have to go through divorces and things like that. But counseling is very, very important. And I would say this to anyone also. You cannot make sound decisions if someone is, and of course, if you're following God, you wouldn't be doing this. Substance abuse is a big problem in relationships. You know, someone drinking, trying to, because they're not to mask their pain because they're not communicating with each other. So I heard y'all say that y'all communicate. You guys can write a book on relationships.
Mm-hmm.
Because the information that I received tonight from you, has told me that you understand. And if you stay focused the way you are, you'll be able to write books on relationships and help other people, because I believe that you've helped some of the listeners here tonight.
Thanks, Ben. Listen, audience, thank you so much for dialing in. Thank you for those who listened on the web. We pray that this conversation has been empowering for you. As Benny and I share each week, and with our guests, we understand that we have been empowered through life's journey to empower others, whether it be individuals or relationships. We know that it's important that we know who we are as an individual, know who we are in God, and because of that, we have the ability to show forth God's love, to build relationships with our spouse and with God's people. So, DeMarcus, Savannah, thank you so much for joining. Kevin, Jetta, thank you so much for joining.
Thank you.
Thank you all for sharing. It's been phenomenal.
Yeah, thanks for hosting us.
Absolutely.
Really appreciate it.
Listen, you're welcome. Tell us in audience, if you have prayer requests, we have prayer each Monday, Wednesday, Friday at 5 a.m. You can find me on Facebook, Valerie Burrell. You can find my husband, Benny M. Burrell, to send in your prayer requests. You can go to our website, theempowermentplace.org. You can leave your prayer requests. Any questions there, we'll gladly receive them. But as always, we encourage you all, do something to be empowered. Empower yourself some kind of way every day, whether it's read a new book, learn a new word, something. Do something to empower yourself every day. But once you've been empowered, please take the responsibility to empower someone else. We love you here at the Empowerment Place, and we know that God loves you back. Until next week, we say God bless and good night. Thank you all. We love you.
Do we just hang up the phone?
I think so.